I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
I preached messages about Him coming, but not many about Him coming to you. And the Bible says that John Baptist was preaching in the Jordan, setting the stage, preparing the way of the Lord. That's what we're supposed to be doing today. Preparing the way of the Lord. How did He prepare it? Two parts of His two-part message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I want you to know that Jesus didn't change the message. For the Bible said when Jesus preached His very first message, when He was coming up out of the water, He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John said that I see that my time is limited. He looks on the shores of that Galilee and looks down the line of people, and a massive crowd along with religious people were in the crowd. Not everybody on that day lifted their hands. Not everybody worshiped the Lord. There were some Pharisees and Sadducees among them, some very religious people who thought that they had it better and had a more handle on the religion. And John was somebody who was a character who couldn't tell me what to do. But John's message was so powerful that the Bible said people came out of Jerusalem and out of Judea and came into the wilderness to hear the man preach. But he didn't preach about himself. He said, "I want you to know I come baptizing you with water unto repentance. But there is one that's coming right behind me." Little did John know he was standing in the line of sinners. He said, "The one that's coming after me is mightier than I." Come on, somebody. Can I tell you today, Jesus Christ is mightier than any preacher, than any church, than any denomination, than all of the powers of hell. Jesus is mightier than all that put together. John said He's mightier than I, and not only is He mightier than I, but He's holier than me. He's so holy, I can't even wear the shoes that He's got on His feet. I can't even loose the laces from His holy sandals. He's just that holy. Everything He touches is holy. His robe is holy. His shoes are holy. Everything about Him. In fact, from another world, I hear Him crying this morning, if the people on earth won't give Him praise, He said, "I'll get me some angels to cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." I don't know what God has done for you, but as for me, He brought me into His banqueting table, and His banner over me is His love. God, John the Baptist said, this Messiah that you've been waiting on, prophesied from the third chapter of the book of Genesis that He would bruise the heel, but that Messiah would crush His head. That Messiah that you heard Isaiah said that He would be wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace would be upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed, prophesying into the future about a man that didn't have a name. They just called Him a Messiah. He said that God's going to give Him a name, that He will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He said, what is He? He is Abraham's lamb instead of Isaac. He's Isaiah's lamb that was standing slain. By the time you get to the book of Revelation, He is the lamb worthy to be glorified and worthy to be praised. He's holier than I am. And when he comes, he's not just going to baptize you with water, but he's going to baptize you with Holy Ghost and fire. You'll hear it tonight, but 62% in a recent poll of evangelicals do not even believe that the Holy Spirit exists. But I came to tell you, I feel him in my soul right now. I know he's alive. He don't have to walk in here with a robe and call himself Jesus. I have that Christ, the same comforter, the same power of the Holy Ghost. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's like fire. Shut up in my bones. John said that he's more thorough than I am. You can take my preaching and mock me. But when Jesus comes, he's going to take his fan and he's going to purge the floor of everything that's tormented you, every sin, every sickness, every hindrance, every demon, every devil. In fact, he's going to kick the devil right out of his place, and Jesus, when he comes, is going to purge his floor. He said, don't you think that you can live a religious life in sin and not be affected by Jesus? Because when Jesus comes, things are going to change. I looked at it. I got 10 minutes to get this in your spirit. And then I believe by the power of God that people across this auditorium and people that that are watching online right now, God is going to sweep his supernatural power. You have been thinking it's up to me to get to Jesus, but I came to declare and to decree to you today, you don't have to get to Jesus. When Jesus comes to you, he's going to make all things brand new, and he's coming to somebody today. I want to know, does anybody want Jesus to stop by your place today? Over here, Jesus. Then cometh Jesus. Then denotes a definite order, a definite time. In fact, the word then means next in the order of position. John Baptist was in the place until he looked up in the line and said, behold, not my cousin, not Elizabeth's boy or Mary's boy, but behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And he stepped down into the Jordan River, and John Baptist looked at him and said, cuz, you want me to baptize you? Can't do it. Won't do it. Don't want to do it. I need to be baptized by you. Wait a minute, just a few days ago, he didn't recognize him as Messiah. But today he said he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He acknowledged the Messiah for the first time after 400 years of darkness. Jesus came and things were about to change. Oh, I wish I could preach this the way I feel it this morning. I'm just telling you right now, I know you're looking at world conditions, and so am I. I know you're hearing presidents and congresses and Supreme Courts and all kinds of stuff that's going on that's boggling the mind and perplexing the nations. But I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is about to come, and he's about to set things right in order, because I came to tell you, then Jesus, he's next in line to come. Then cometh. He's coming to where you are. Look at your neighbor and tell him he's coming where you are. Oh, you better not be doing something you're not supposed to be doing, because the Lord can read all your emails, all your texts, all your iPhone, all your Google, all your email. You better be living right in this hour, because he's coming where you are. He'll walk right through the wall and come right in your bedroom. He'll walk right past the ICU ward and stand beside you while you're taking another breath. Oh, won't he do it when he comes, when he comes? Then cometh Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. You didn't shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Say his name until your head gets it right. He's not one of many gods. He stands alone in the person of his holiness and righteousness. And Jesus is not going to send somebody else. I'd be satisfied if he sent Michael. I'd be satisfied if he sent one of the angels. But the Bible said this same Jesus that you've seen go away, in like manner he shall come again. I came to tell you, if you're looking for Krishna, he's dead. A few days ago, some young moon died. There's all kind of folks that are dying off that call themselves Jesus. But I came to tell you, there's one who stands out of the crowd. He is Jesus the Christ. And when he comes, you will know him by the scars in his hands. What's he going to do when he comes? I'll tell you what he's going to do. Things are going to change. I said, when Jesus comes, things change. When Jesus comes, things change. He brings a better day, a brighter day. I don't need to read somebody's book to understand that. I know when he came in my life, the light came on and all things were made brand new. You didn't hear what I said. If you say you're saved and all things are not brand new, you better wake up and get a new relationship with the real Jesus. Because the Bible said, whenever you come to him, old things pass away, and behold, all things become brand new. I wish I had a church that understood what I was preaching, because there's a world that's waiting on something and they don't know what they're waiting on. And I came to tell you, then cometh Jesus. When he comes, things are going to change. Help me preach this in the 5 minutes I got left. Look at your neighbor and tell him things are going to change. I know that the world and those that are in leadership and Putin and everybody else say that they're going to get a new world order. But I came to tell you, when Jesus comes, it's sure enough going to be a new world order. When Jesus comes... I said, when Jesus comes, y'all not hearing what I said. I'm talking about Jesus, the one we celebrate and worship every Sunday around here, that you've gotten so used to, you don't want to wash his feet no more. But I came to tell you, he's walking in the person of the Holy Ghost, and he's all over this room, and he's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. And I ain't afraid of no COVID, and I ain't afraid of you. I came to tell you, Jesus is in the house. Lift your hand and open your mouth and give the King of Glory some praise. It's time to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus comes, things change. When Jesus comes, so does the answer to all the questions.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service, so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.